417 here at KNX, answering your coronavirus questions presented by COVIDClinic.org. With us again, Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. So, Doctor, as we've been saying here over the afternoon, the more contagious mutation of COVID now confirmed in the U.S. This is his case out of Colorado. A man in his 20s. Take us through, again, what we know about this strain, what we saw in the U.K. and now is here.
Yes, we know not that much about it, except that it is about 70% more contagious than your traditional coronavirus that we all started with back in, you know, February and March in this country. Although I think this strain is been detected here now, it's obviously in Europe, other countries are detecting it as well. This virus has had multiple changes, thousands of changes, and unfortunately, we've seen contagious changes and mutations in COVID since the summer. We've been reporting that here, that the virus, for those of us on the front line, seemed to be more catchy, more people getting it, and more easily, to the point where contact tracing has become nearly impossible because the virus spreads so easily. You can't tell who has it and who doesn't in order to figure out who gave it to you.
Let's talk about the science of this, Dr. Hurt. What makes it more contagious? Is the structure of it changing? And also the fact that it's not as virulent or deadly as the virus that we've seen in past months?
Yes, the way that these viruses change is are very subtle. When they get injected into your cells, your body takes that DNA, or RNA in this case, and makes proteins. And sometimes a mistake happens during the manufacturing of that protein, and that mistake can either be bad for the virus, meaning that the virus will not survive, or can make the virus more contagious. In this case, the spike proteins are better to able to sort of glob on to your cells and inject the viral DNA more efficiently. So we have a virus that has changed, but unfortunately, our tactics with the virus have not changed. And that's really the problem, what's causing this kind of explosion that we're seeing here in Los Angeles and in California. We're still treating this virus as if it's COVID version 1.0. And now it's COVID version 3.0, and our tactics must change. And that's why we're losing the war on COVID, waiting for this vaccine to roll out to everybody, is because the virus has changed, but we have not. And that's the problem.
The simple way to fight it, though, it has not change, though, right? If you are good at mask wearing, if you do stay apart, if you aren't gathering, I mean, you still fight it the same way. You just have to fight it the right way. It's not going to sprout legs and crawl towards me.
No, it definitely won't. But because it's more contagious, the mask that you wear makes a difference. We've talked about that here. The basic cloth masks have been shown not to protect. If they did, California would still be doing fantastic because we've been masked since May. You have to wear a proper mask because this is more contagious. It takes less virus to actually make you sick. And we're seeing that here in Los Angeles. It takes less virus to get people sick because it's spreading so rapidly. That's how we know. So you have to wear a proper N95 mask or a DIY N95 mask where you are putting a dried baby wipe or a sterile medical wrap between two cloth masks and wearing that tightly to your face where there's no gaps and where you are clearing the air using air filters. It's extremely important now because the virus has changed. We can't rely on the same public health advice we were getting in March. If that advice worked, we wouldn't be in this mess, but we are because we aren't changing as fast as the virus is changing.
Do you think we put too much emphasis on getting the vaccine out to people? Well, that is important, and not quite enough spending resources on getting more N95 or N95 quality masks out there and better air filtration?
You are exactly 100% right. We have to have spent more effort protecting ourselves and keeping up with this virus because of the changes that it made. Better air filters on your face, that is a better mask, and insisting that in spaces that are not well ventilated, retail shops, bars, restaurants, that we are using proper air filtration. It's on the websites for all of these Department of Public Health websites, but there's no push, there's no public education, there's no insistence on clearing the air and cleaning the air as well as we clean our hands. And that's why we're failing. We need to make those adjustments. We have so many more tools today than we did when we first started. We have medicines that are better. We have tactics that we know work, but we're not rolling them out because I think there's a wait for the vaccine approach and not let's deal with the current pandemic approach. And as a result, many people are in the hospitals. ICUs are full. People, unfortunately, are dying because even the tools that we have, like Regeneron, are not being used. Only 20% of the Regeneron stocks at hospitals are actually being given to patients because doctors aren't sure when to use it, how to use it, and they're concerned about being sued for using it inappropriately.
Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hirt, thanks as always.